You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. We have quite a bit to get through in today's episode. We not only have our regular weekly forecast, but I'm going to share the April forecast. And actually, as we move into April, we are officially moving into the second quarter of 2020. So I want to touch on the card that I have pulled for quarter two. Now, I am just going to say at the outset, I am recording this on the 23rd of March, so essentially a week before this will go to air. Our world is changing very fast right now. And so the best thing I want to be able to do with this episode is just speak to the big things. If you've been listening along to the last few weekly forecasts, I haven't necessarily spoken specifically to the events that have been occurring in our world right now. I don't necessarily plan to do that in today's episode, unless, of course, Spirit has other plans for us. But I just want to speak to the top level themes and energies that Spirit wants us to be aware of for the week, for the month, and for the quarter. So let's just get straight into it. I actually want to start with the weekly theme. So this will be the theme from March 30 to April 5. Remembering, like imagining that you're all saying it to yourself before I've even said it. Spirit doesn't have a clock. Spirit doesn't have a calendar. So loosely speaking, March 30 to April 5. And the theme is beginnings. It's curious to me, I had batched recorded most of March's forecasts, and every time I sat down to record today's episode, I stopped myself. And so perhaps if I had have recorded this a couple of weeks back, the interpretation of beginnings may have been a little different. Yet it is the theme nonetheless. I said in last week's episode that the energy of this week would actually end up feeling a little bit lighter. I am not predicting that things have gotten better around the coronavirus. And even just at a very head-based, logical, non-psychic view of what is happening in our world, it does appear that things will get much worse before they get better. So when I speak to this lighter energy, I still feel like there is a lighter energy here. It's almost as if the initial shock has started to wear off. And again, I want to just make this known, I've said this in other episodes, that I'm speaking very broadly, very generally to the broader population who may not necessarily be specifically impacted by contracting the disease, for example. So please know I'm speaking very, very broadly. But the beginnings that are here, interestingly enough, I feel like my shoulders relax. I feel like some of the anxiety drops. I feel like some of the fear drops. It doesn't mean that it's gone forever, and there may very well be other changes that are still going to be moving in this very fast moving event. But it does feel like the collective perhaps has found a new rhythm, a new beat, a new way of doing things by the time this goes to air. The beginnings card, the picture on this card in the Little Sage Oracle deck that I use is a woman who's crouched down tending to some little sprouts, some little seedlings. Ironically, as I'm recording this, the birds in my backyard are going berserk today. I don't know if we will actually be able to edit them out, but it is that feeling of spring, of the birds chirping, new life. And it feels so contradictory and so against what a lot of the information and the news is telling us. Of course, there is absolute devastation that is occurring on our planet at this time. And I do not mean to deny that, override that, or bypass that. I can only bring through what Spirit is giving me. And actually what they are focusing on is new life, new beginnings, the season of spring. Many of us will actually be feeling more like it is the season of winter. I'm not talking about Mother Nature's seasons, because it's almost like there are multiple timelines here. There are multiple, I don't even know, timelines is the best word that I have, multiple facets to what we're experiencing. So on one hand, there is a winter. Everything is shutting down. Everyone is told to stay home to some degree. Who knows what that looks like by the time this goes to air? And of course, depending on where in the world you're listening, I'm speaking specifically from an Australian viewpoint. In case you hadn't guessed from my accent, I am in Australia. But what we're watching around the world is many places are already completely locked down. And so this theme here of new beginning, the lightness, the spring, exists parallel to the winter. And the winter very much feels like it's happening at a physical level. Physically, things have shut down. Physically, our systems, our structures, our institutions have shut down. But the spring actually feels like it's happening at the energetic level. And so for those of us who've been following along with these forecasts for some time, who have been doing the inner work for some time, you may also get a sense or be able to tune into this season energetically. A few episodes back, I spoke about the metaphor of the tree and the visualization of the tree. And I spoke at length about what's happening underneath the surface. I spoke about our trunks and our canopies. So I want you to really think about what is the new in your life. What is the surprise seed that is blooming? What is the surprise garden that is needing tending to? So many of us have had surprises. So many of us have been moved to make choices and decisions and actions that weren't necessarily ours to begin with. But if we're paying attention to what else is here, there is absolutely new beginnings here. There are new beginnings for us individually. Many of us are homeschooling. Many of us are juggling home life. Many of us are juggling the care for vulnerable in our family or in our communities. Many of us are actually serving on that front line. Many of us are in a very new and real beginning and showing up in ways they may not have anticipated, certainly have trained for, but not had anticipated. So there are new beginnings for all of us that weren't necessarily of our making. But the challenge is in responding and not necessarily reacting. When we see these new sprouts that might look different, we might have thought we were planting an apple seed only to find out it's a pineapple and that we have to adjust to the life that is here. If I say this in a different way, because I know many of you listening are mothers or that you have a mother, that our children don't always live up to our ideas of who we think they will be. And we may not be living up to what our parents thought we might be. The reason I use that reference is that the new beginning that's coming to us here may not have been of our planning. It may not have been of our time frame. And yet the new beginning is here nonetheless. And our job is to respond to it. It is our job to come into union, to come into a dance with whatever this new beginning is that allows us to get to know it, that allows us to understand it, that allows us to behave in our responsibility in growing this and tending to this new seedling, to this new beginning, in a way that we hadn't at the mental level expected. I have recorded a special bonus episode. I actually just recorded it before I hit record on this episode. So hopefully you've had a chance to listen to it before you are listening to today's episode. If not, I would highly recommend tuning into it because some of what I'm about to share may come into a greater context. But even without it, the energy forecast still rings true. So many of us are stepping into these new beginnings in our own immediate life, but there is quite clearly new beginnings for our collective. And I outline a number of those in that bonus episode. So that's episode 54, and you can go back and listen to that. So we have these new beginnings at multiple levels, and we have multiple seasons. And essentially, the clairvoyant image I'm seeing, and I used to see this a lot in my one-on-one readings, is that we are standing in what looks to be a living room, and life has just pulled the rug out from underneath us. And in doing so, we've lost our footing. All of the furniture, you know, the knickknacks, the vases, the photo frames have all been thrown up in the air. And really, the best thing we can do right now is to let all of that land. And some of it is going to smash into a million pieces. And some of it may land somewhere that it's not meant to be. And maybe there's a whole heap of dust that gets dislodged in this rug as it's being swept out from underneath us. Our challenge is to not sweep everything underneath that rug right now. And it's going to take some time to start rearranging things. Again, I want to cry. It's going to take some time to just process our anger. It's going to take some time for us to process the shock. And it is going to take us some time to grieve. And that is something that I spoke about in that bonus episode in episode 54. When everything gets pulled out from underneath us, we grieve. And we're doing that en masse. We're doing it publicly, we're doing it privately, and we're doing it in confines that we've never had before. And yet, the energy that spirit brings me to is the lightness of the beginning. In many of the spiritual development circles and what is shared online, there's a term that's often used around spiritual bypassing. It's not normally a term that I use. I actually really avoid being a part of any sort of group swelling in the online space. And you may have even noticed that if you followed me for some time. I generally don't buy into what everyone else is talking about. I don't generally share everything that everyone else is talking about. Everyone can make their own choices on that, and that is mine. The reason that I'm using the term today is that it's important. Spiritual bypassing really speaks to an idea that we focus on love and light, that we focus on positive vibes only, that we focus on what feels good and we ignore what feels bad. And I think if you have listened to the podcast, indeed, if you have read my book, you know that I do not subscribe to that notion of positivity. I subscribe to the notion of acknowledging who and what is here and opting to stay in an expanded state. What do I mean by that? We live in a world of duality and we have choices. So when we have collective hysteria, when we have fear, anxiety, worries, concerns, which all of us have right now, myself included, because I am human. And so many of us may be moving through waves of this too, right? I certainly am. Where there, within any given day,
I am shifting from I'm okay, I've got this, I trust, to holy dooly, this is overwhelming. I just need to take a minute. So I want you to know that that is normal and it's part of this process. And if we fall into the trap of just focusing on the positive and just focusing on reaching into the expanded state without addressing the truth of the emotion individually and collectively, then we would be spiritually bypassing. But because we live in a world of duality, we can have death and new life simultaneously. Oh boy. And I want to share something without going into the personal detail of it. There's an element of personal detail here I can't avoid in telling this story. But I've been present when loved ones have passed away. Once before, I knew about my psychic ability to this extent, and one after. And in the one after, I saw death very differently. And I felt it a real privilege to be present and to have one foot in the physical human realm and to have the other foot in some other realm beyond what we can see here. And when someone physically dies, they move into a space of everything. They move into a moment in time where they are everything and nothing at once. And in the course of our lifetime, it is very difficult for that to happen under such a microscope. Until we actually face our own mortality, and I hate to be so morbid about this, but we will only truly experience that sensation once in this lifetime. And so actually in the course of our lifetime, as there are micro deaths, as there are micro births, we can experience the joy and the elation and the grief. And what is actually happening at our collective level right now is what I've just described that happens in the moment of human death. We are feeling that en masse. That for any of you who have been witness to physical death before, even if you haven't witnessed it, but you have felt the grief and the emotion, there is this little pause that happens where we can feel that infinite life. And it moves, and at the human level, we come back into our grief. This is not where I thought today's forecast was going to go, but it's important, Spirit says, that we understand that feeling. And that at a collective, we actually can't deny the role that death plays in our world. And so for a week where I'm here talking about beginnings, you cannot have a beginning without some other beginning's end. And as something is birthed, something leaves. And we are seeing that individually and collectively. Spirit then brings us back to the lightness of the beginning. And so the energy of the death, the energy of what is crumbling, decentralizing, shifting, moving, can bring that heavy emotion. But can we allow in that emotion to choose to let it be here, to not ignore it, to not avoid it, to not numb it out, but to also be present to who and what is beginning, to be present to the micro beginnings, and also to witness that there is actually a very beautiful mass beginning that is happening here. But we're stuck in a birth canal. And actually, in last week's episode, I had no idea. I had no idea what it meant when I channeled it. But the term that Spirit gave us was the burn of birth. I think it really painted a picture. And if we had the burn of birth last week, that the emergence, what is delivered, what is emerging, birthing, arriving, beginning, is so beautiful and so wondrous and miraculous. But it depends on which thing you're putting your awareness on. For that birthing mother, there are waves of contraction and expansion. And so we are moving through the expansion and contraction at an individual level, that at any given day, in any given hour, we might feel expanded. I see it, the new beginning, it's possible, we'll get through this. And the contraction, this hurts, I'm grieving, I'm scared. But as any birthing mother knows, that you need both for that baby to arrive. We need both the expansion and the contraction, and to allow both to be here as we birth this new beginning. So I want to pivot then to the theme for April. And so I had actually already pulled over every card for 2020 at the commencement of the year, and I shared a number of them in the annual collective energy forecast. It went to air on January 1. And I'd already hinted that at several points throughout the year there were recurring themes. And so April is one of them. February, March, and now April. The trust card turned up. And I want to be clear, I work with my own deck of the Little Sage Oracle cards. I shuffle, I pull out the card, I note it, I put the card back in, shuffle, pull out the next card. And so three in a row with very good shuffling of a deck of what is 44 or 45 cards, that card came out three times in a row. And I'm not a mathematician, but the probabilities of that, I think, are probably not. That's a low probability that that would happen. Clearly not a mathematician. So we go into April with the same theme of trust. Each month, as we've been building on this theme of trust, there has been a slightly different interpretation. And so the additional card that was pulled for April is New Perspective. And I've already started leading into this in the last episode, in bonus episode number 54, that we really are starting to see things differently. We're being asked to see our own life differently, our own beliefs, our own certainty, the structures where we've handed our power away. In last week's episode, I spoke about the sacral chakra and where we've given away control, where we've given away power. Actually, we had been really giving it to a lot of our different institutions and the structures and the way in which our society works. We're about to see a new perspective on this month. While I'm not well placed to speak to the coronavirus or trends, you know, that's not my area of expertise. But from what I have read, I believe that some of the spike in cases are still going to be growing throughout April. Depends on how well we've flattened the curve. But we are anticipating that to continue to rise. And so we may not yet be through the thick of things in April. And as I said, I'm recording this on the 23rd of March. Chances are things are still going to be moving and shifting a lot. What we're being asked to do is to come into a new perspective, ideally a higher perspective of what is happening on our planet at this time. Some of what I shared in episode 54 may help you get there. And I think some of what is going to happen tomorrow night, if you're listening to this as it's gone to air on the Monday, on Tuesday, March 31st, is the next guided gathering. And we will be talking to what's happening in our world a lot. That pretty much is what the whole night is going to end up being about. I'm going to be taking your questions live, channeling live, and I'm yet to really know whether or not spirit wants us to move through an energy process or not, but that could be on the cards too. As we move into a new perspective, we're being asked to see our world, these changes, and this pivot at a very, very different level. We're being asked to trust and to see things not as they are physically in the 3D tangible human realm, but instead to elevate our energy, to elevate our perception, and to be able to see the expanded state also. I'm planning on recording the rest of the month's podcasts a little bit more in real time. I don't think I'll be batching them ahead of time. So I may end up coming back and talking to the theme of the month in a little bit more detail as we move through. The other thing I wanted to get to in today's forecast is that we're at the start now of the second quarter of 2020. And the card for quarter two is creativity. Now, we had that theme in last week's episode. And so when I say to you that spirit doesn't have a clock, I really mean spirit doesn't have a clock. And a lot of that theme has started to show up a week or so ago. Creativity very much is linked with our fertility. It is linked with our sacral chakra. It is linked with our femininity as well. And suffice to say that our femininity is our energy, not sexual orientation, gender orientation, or anything like that. Our ability to create is cyclical. No matter if you're looking at our menstrual cycles, the Mother Nature seasons, everything has a season. Everything has a cycle, and so too does our creativity. I've seen a lot of chatter online that this could be a really creative time, like, oh, maybe you'll start your podcast or write that book or do all of the things that you've been putting off. And that might ring true for you. That might be how this plays out. It's not necessarily where I'm putting my energy. My energy is more focused on the pause and recovery. And there was an episode recently that I spoke about our rest and recuperation is not just about where we've been, but it is about where we're going. And so part of that creative cycle is playing. Part of that creative cycle is allowing ideas or seeds to germinate. And so rather than spend too much time here looking at the theme of creativity for quarter two, it may be prudent to go back to episode 53 and just revisit some of what I spoke about in that episode. That is essentially really setting us up for the next couple of months. I want to pivot and just start to look ahead. I am peering over the cards for the next couple of months, and we've got Higher Self in May with a side of Be Fearless. But in June, we have Change. And one of the things that I'd been talking to some peers of mine, my girlfriends who all sort of work in a similar soulful way to me, we were referencing that perhaps the energy or there's a shift or an opening around June, but I also feel like things are going to be pivoting around October and November. that these are some key themes or times for us to be paying attention to, or even just looking ahead to. That, yes, we may feel like we're in a slight contraction right now, but there is a greater opening that is coming. And I do feel like there will be one around June and one again around that October-ish mark. And so part of the creativity is to know that when we're creating, it has its own life cycle as well. We conceive, whether an idea or a life, we conceive, we gestate, then we labor, then we birth, and then we grow the thing, whatever it is, the idea, the project, the business, the work, the life that's in front of us. And so in a week where we have the new beginnings theme, where we're here working with these beginnings, just realize that we may still be in some sort of conception, but the true opening, the true birthing may not be here for some time yet. There are also multiple timelines at play here and so much happening energetically at once that it's okay if your mental body, if your mind can't compartmentalize everything right now. With anything new, whether a newborn, a new idea, a new project, we have to honor it. We have to protect it. We have to tend to it and nurture it in ways that give it the space it needs to grow and to flourish. And so the beginnings that are happening for us at the individual level need that time and space. Did you know you can come in even deeper with these energies each month by joining the Guided Gathering? It's an online event on the last Tuesday of every month where I channel Spirit's message and include a guided process to help you integrate, upgrade, or just simply clear out what is no longer serving you. You can grab either a single 6-month or 12-month attendance pass at helenjacobs.co/guided gathering. I can't wait to meet with you soon.